Hello, this is Susan Lennox, and I'm here with Afeen DeVries, who is one of the teachers for the upcoming Advanced in Certification week-long to be held from September 26th to October 2nd of this year at the Garrison Institute in Garrison, New York. Hi, Afeen, how are you?
Hi, Susan. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, and it's so nice to be with you. So let's talk a little bit about the week-long so that our listeners can get a better sense of what they might be expecting and hopefully will want to come. This year's week-long, following the pattern in previous years, will be led by an internationally diverse team of teachers. This year, three teachers, including Suzanne Noel from Costa Rica and Soon Ju from South Korea and yourself. So what has it been like to work as a teaching team that comes from all over the globe?
It's great. It's amazing how close we feel. We are so different, and we have so different backgrounds, so different cultures. But we feel safe and at home with each other. That's great. And there's trust and support, a lot of joy. And that's great.
That's wonderful. And you use focusing with one another, don't you?
Yeah, we do use focusing a lot. And we have Skype meetings. And I think the focusing really helps. Maybe that's the key point. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my colleagues and Soon and Suzanne are very friendly, open-minded, and inspiring colleagues.
Yes, they certainly are. It's quite a team for the upcoming week-long. And an experienced team, which is wonderful as well, since you're all returning faculty this year. So turning to the week-long, I wonder if you could describe the general structure of the events and the schedule and what participants can expect.
Yes, I will. In the schedule of the day, in the morning, there will be a common program for the whole group. And this program is facilitated by the teachers. We will offer a program around diversity, about community wellness, about trauma, self-care, and about the felt sensing life and work. And then in the afternoon, after the break, we have processing groups in which people can work on a special topic in their professional or in their private life. Suzanne will explain more about the processing groups in her podcast. And then after the processing groups, there's time for focusing partnerships, sharing around special topics, and there will be smaller workshops offered by the teachers. We will introduce some different focusing styles and approaches. But what is important that people are really free in the afternoon to choose what they ever want to do. Because sometimes, you know, a walk or a nap is much more needed.
Absolutely. Yes. Putting some space for some downtime in the program.
Yeah, will
certainly help.
And in the evening, we have the Focusing Cafe, and that's a free space for a connection.
And for fun.
And for fun, absolutely, yes.
Right. Well, Afeen, I know you're especially passionate, and the whole team is, about the importance of diversity in focusing. I wonder if you could say a few words about what we mean by diversity in focusing and why it's so important.
I really do believe in diversity. And as you might know, the board of the Focusing Institute a few years ago has made a diversity statement. And it's about how important it is to protect diversity, and it's against frozen structures. Because frozen structures or strict models are in contradiction with the essence of focusing. And I feel connected with my heart to this statement. And I do believe we need diversity. When we want to reach as much people as we can, we need diversity because somebody may not be attracted by my way of teaching focusing will be touched by your words. And I really believe that when you find the words, your own words from inside, then you can make a real connection with the other one.
Exactly, exactly. So in the structuring of the content of the week-long program itself, how will that approach to diversity and focusing be honored?
Well, first of all, we will make it explicit how important diversity is, and then we will have introductions to the different styles we know, such as inner relationship focusing, domain focusing, biospirituality, how we heal model, interactive, we want to encourage the participants to find their own way of teaching focusing, to find their own style, and they can work on it in the processing groups, and we will invite them to present about their styles, their ideas in the open space. We really hope that we can encourage the participants to spread their wings.
Yes.
To become more the ones who they are and their unique contribution to the
Absolutely. Earth. Absolutely. So this is really a co-learning experience because the participants themselves already are very qualified expert focusers and have much to share with the whole group.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderfully. Wonderful, Rich. So they're not just three faculty. There are 30 faculty or however many people come to the week-long.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, in discussing some of the types of focusing that will be highlighted at the week-long, you did mention interactive focusing. Mm. And that, of course, brought to my mind its originator, our beloved Janet Klein, who passed a couple of years ago. And in her honor, we have now a Janet Klein scholarship for people coming to the week long. Could you describe that program and how it's been working?
Yeah, it's a fund set by the family of Janet, and it's for people to support people who are longing to come to the week long and don't have own resources. And they can ask their coordinator about the possibilities, and the coordinator can recommend them. Yes, we have place for, I think, about 3-4 people every year. So we really would like to encourage people to make use of it. It's available.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I feel very proud, and I'm happy that Suzanne Well and I will give a workshop about interactive focusing this year. I was, when I did my week long in 1999, it was facilitated by Janet and Mary McGuire.
Oh,
so
that's
I
lovely.
Feel very close to, to them.
Yes. It feels for you perhaps like it's coming full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Well, let's hone in a little bit on what your specific workshops will be. Each faculty member will be offering workshops around a type of focusing that they're or an issue that they're passionate about. So, what is your offering going to be?
My morning presentation is about a felt sensing life and work, and it's based on an article of Jean about obedience patterns. And it's a very interesting article about how roles, culture, roles, and patterns are connected to each other. Mm-hmm. And not only patterns of behavior, as most of us know, but also the patterns of feelings, of emotions. And a lot of emotions are cultural determined. And when you think of shame and guilt, for example. And in my workshop, I will invite people to become more aware of these patterns. And I will invite them to step out of their roles and their patterns and to connect more and more to this level of what we call felt sensing, and this level that lays under emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And
That sounds so wonderful. Yeah. I think this is such an interesting workshop. I wish I could be there this year.
Be welcome.
Well, you never know. Maybe I will make it. So, well, Afeen, thank you so much for your time and your passion for the week-long and for focusing and the generosity that you're bringing to offering up so much time and energy and love to developing this program in tandem with the other faculty members. So before we close, is there anything else that you might like to say to the people who are listening and considering whether or not they want to come to the week-long?
Well, one of the participants of last year called it a magical time, where she was surrounded by wonderful focusers from all over the world. And she called it an experience I will forever cherish. So I would like to say, don't hesitate, don't miss it. You will not regret it. And if money is really a problem, ask your coordinator about the scholarship possibilities.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Afeen.
Thank you.
And I look forward to being in touch again soon.
Thank you very much, Susan.